Welcome to the Professional Fitness Coaching Academy Insight Series, Advanced Module 4, Recovery and Regeneration, Part 2. Module Overview. Recovery and regeneration is a limiting factor in physical preparation, as training is designed to progressively overload the body systems and fuel stores, so prolonged periods of training with inadequate recovery will hinder progress. Advanced Module 4.2, Recovery Strategies.
In this module, we'll take a closer look at recovery strategies and explore in more detail the differences between prophylactic and therapeutic recovery strategies. So on completion of this module, you'll be able to achieve the following learning outcomes. You'll be able to describe the range of recovery and regeneration interventions. You'll understand the difference between prophylactic and therapeutic recovery and regeneration strategies. So let's have a look at what we're dealing with. Despite an increased understanding of the importance of recovery and regeneration, we're still faced with a huge variety of interventions, and it can become extremely confusing as to which one is the most appropriate to use. Broadly speaking, recovery and regeneration interventions can be broken down into two categories. Before we look at the two groups, it's worth noting that there will be a level of crossover with some of the interventions. And they can be applied either before or after training. So let's look at the first category, prophylactic interventions. Essentially, these are your preventative measures. These are interventions that you put prior to training. I first came across this concept back in 2007 when I listened to a presentation from Ken Van Someren. A few years later, I then spoke to Professional Fitness Coaching Academy expert panel member, Duncan French, and rather than the term prophylactic, he coined the term pre-recovery. And I quite like the term pre-recovery because, you know, recovery is sorting out what happens after training. Pre-recovery is getting things sorted out before we have the issue. So let's take a little look in more detail at the strategies we can introduce prior to training. Let's look at our prophylactic interventions. The first three that we're going to deal with, nutrition and hydration. Really important, forms the foundation level of the recovery pyramid and is also one of our key components for the recovery cycle. So nutrition and hydration, adequate fueling of carbohydrate and fluid intake, absolutely critical in terms of pre-recovery strategies. The next element, no surprise, sleep. And again, sleep comes high on our list of priorities. It's part of the recovery cycle and also forms the foundation, building blocks of the recovery pyramid. Maintaining sleep quality and quantity by taking naps if necessary can have a significant impact on training quality. It's another good pre-recovery strategy. And then finally, definitely no prizes for guessing this one, body management. Once again, key element from both the recovery pyramid and recovery cycle. We know that appropriate body management, active and passive rest and recovery strategies, flexibility, mobility, massage, these types of interventions can have a positive influence on subsequent training sessions. Other aspects that we can look at prior to training, supplementation. Supplementation for me comes a little bit further down the list. You have to be supplementing something that already exists, which is why solid nutrition and hydration strategies take precedent. But there may be times when supplementation is necessary, and there's a growing popularity for the demand for natural solutions. And what we can certainly see are substances that are rich in polyphenols, nitrates such as beetroot, and antioxidants are becoming very popular. The issue that we have is the optimal dosage, not really yet known, and there's some emerging evidence to come out and support them in terms of improvement in inflammatory responses and reducing oxidative stress, and possibly some improvements in muscle function and mechanical and metabolic function, but the jury is still out. If we look at sleep, body management, and nutrition, there's far more support for these basic elements before we need to really worry ourselves about supplementation. So we said before, and we looked at in one of the previous models, actually, prior eccentric activity is known to have a protective effect, that repeated bout effect. So that can reduce the amount of delayed onset muscular soreness experienced following a tough training session. Reactive program. You'll be very familiar now with the impact that program design can have on performance. And we've always talked about program design being a process, being flexible and adaptable, written in wet cement. It's got to be reactive. The coach, you as the fitness coach, and your client have the ability to adapt their training on a regular basis and adjust it depending on the levels of fatigue that they're experiencing. And you can do that based on both subjective and objective monitoring tools to assess the readiness to train. If the markers are suggesting that levels are not optimal, then you change what you're going to do that day. Just because it's written down doesn't mean it has to be executed. It shouldn't have escaped your notice that the first three interventions that we talked about, and I did point it out as we were going through, they're actually the key components of the recovery cycle. And as I mentioned, it's really surprising though that the focus of attention still seems to be on the slightly sexier interventions that primarily fall within the therapeutic category, which in my mind is a bit like trying to shut the gate after the horse has bolted. But as I said, there is crossover. So let's now look at the therapeutic strategies that we can use, the recovery interventions post-training. We know that active and passive rest form part of body management, and they're a critical component in the recovery cycle and an important therapeutic intervention. I'm a huge fan of pull-based therapies. Use them extensively with many of the teams and athletes that I've worked with, and they act as a great therapeutic tool following intense training sessions and competition efforts. So getting into the pool is really useful. Massage therapy. Again, we've looked at massage therapy in terms of movement quality training. There's no substitute for having a good hands-on massage, but we can also use interventions like foam rolling to look at self-myofascial release. It's another key component of our body management, and it's a favorite amongst athletes and increasingly being used by general population. Other therapeutic devices that you can use are electrotherapies. Now, there's limited evidence, but they've got potential and they can be used as a passive intervention. I've used electrotherapies with teams and athletes that I've worked with during heavy travel periods following competition, but there is limited evidence and it's probably not going to be the first tool that I would use as part of my recovery and regeneration strategy. Hydrotherapies. Now, everybody seems to want to jump in an ice bath these days following a training session. Now, there's plenty of research out there supports it, but actually, when you drill down into it, there's no definitive guidelines one way or the other. Anti-inflammatory drugs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, very popular in terms of use, particularly in contact sports, can be taken either orally or prophylactically, but we know that chronic use is associated with side effects in terms of gastrointestinal distress, potentially cardiovascular, musculoskeletal, and renal complications. So look, that taken into account with the fact that data doesn't really support their use in terms of exercise recovery, with potential complications of orally administrated anti-inflammatories, means that it's not really a strategy that I would recommend, although it is common practice probably in a lot of sports people, but as well as members of the general population. Another very popular therapeutic strategy that seems to be gaining a lot of attention more recently, although it's been around for decades, is whole body cryotherapy. It's become fashionable, but as I say, it's been around for decades, but despite being around for decades, we still probably no further forward with our understanding of the mechanisms and the application. So what you can see is clearly there are a lot of options available to us as coaches to help our clients recover from the demands of training and day-to-day life. But what we need to consider is, where is our time and effort best spent? Do we work hard to shut the gate after the horse has bolted and encourage our clients to use a range of therapeutic modalities? Or do we invest more time and effort educating our clients about the benefits of the prophylactic or the pre-recovery strategies? In my experience, time is best spent looking at pre-recovery strategies. I've worked with a wide range of clients, and there will be times when we focus all of our efforts on recovery interventions, particularly around heavy competitions and heavy training periods. But more often than not, I think the real gains are to be made by focusing our attention on what can be done before the client becomes fatigued in the first place. So let's review what we've covered so far in this module. Prophylactic strategies are recovery and regeneration interventions that can be placed prior to the training session. Pre-recovery. Therapeutic strategies are regeneration interventions that can be put after the training sessions. Recovery. Whilst we continue to clamour for therapeutic interventions post-training, it's a bit like, in my mind, shutting the gate after the horse has bolted. More often than not, I really do believe that the real gains that you're going to get will be made by focusing our attention and your client's attention on the strategies we can put in place before training. So to reduce the amount of fatigue they're going to get as a result of training. What are your thoughts?
You've been listening to the Professional Fitness Coaching Academy Insight Series, Advanced Module 4.2, Recovery Strategies. If you have any questions about what was covered, please get in touch via email, info@thepfca.com, or fill in the contact form on our website, www.thepfca.com. Up next is Advanced Module 4.3, the Recovery Pyramid.